Hello, everybody. It's Steve here, back with another episode. Happy to say I'm joined face-to-face by...
Aiko, hello.
Representing Czechia, and you are listening to, right now...
To the Eurovision, the official Eurovision contest song podcast.
Official?
The official
Eurovision.
Eurovision.
Song. Contest.
Contest. Podcast.
Put it all together.
The official Eurovision... Stressed. Hyperventilating.
I should have made it easier to say, shouldn't I? Honestly, I've made the coast complicated. It should have been called like good to go or something like that.
No. We can shorten it.
Yeah. What's so nice is you are here face to face. So good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Is everything just a whirlwind right now?
Yes, very much, because I am mid-moving, also okay. Preparing for Eurovision, also just doing some other music stuff, like my Aiko stuff.
Yeah.
Too much happening.
But you're moving at the moment as
yes,
well.
Yes, I am.
In the middle of preparing for the biggest music event in the whole wide world.
Pretty much, yeah. Just like, no pressure.
Well, listen, we're going to find out all about you. And also, coming up on today's episode, we have got Celia Capsis, who is representing Cyprus as well. So we've got a Czechia-Cyprus double bill for you. Stay right there. So, Aiko, you're moving at the minute.
I am.
Is everything
yes.
in storage? Where are you going to?
Yes, so I moved some of my stuff to the storage space.
Yeah.
Other is coming with me because I'm driving from the UK to Czech Republic.
Wait, so you're in the UK at the minute,
yeah.
Brighton?
Yes.
And you're moving to Prague?
To Prague, yes.
And you're driving it?
I am. I've already driven from Prague to Brighton.
Okay.
I did like a little road trip with my friend, so that was good.
Yeah.
And now I'm driving alone from Brighton. It should take around 14 hours, but I think I'm going to stop on the way. I'm also going to Manchester tomorrow. So I'm coming back from Manchester. I'm going to sleep for like a good 10 hours.
Right.
And then I'm going to drive.
The thinking behind going back to Prague is that you just want to be back there getting ready for the big event.
Pretty much, yes. Because there's a lot of prep. Be as ready as I can and just give it as much time as I can.
So how much is already ready for the performance?
Ooh, I can't tell you.
bits
are definitely ready. Okay. Quite a lot is actually ready.
Okay.
Most of it is actually ready.
Like, when did you first think, this is what I want to do? This is what I want to go for?
You mean Eurovision
in
general?
Yeah, Eurovision, yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to get into Eurovision for 3 years at this point. So it's been a while. But I'm really happy that this was the song that made it in.
Yeah, Pedestal.
Yes. Oh, so the song is about a year and a half old, actually. Okay. And I did not write it with the intention for it to be in Eurovision. So that was also something that makes me really happy, that it's something that really is coming from me, from the heart, and it is in Eurovision now. I think at the time of writing it, because I was really angry when writing it, but then when we produced it, I was really happy because I wanted to go into sort of like a rockier style, and it was one of the first songs that I did that way.
And it's on your album, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So it sort of like kicked off my entire rock era. When we produced it, then was the moment when I was like, oh, this deserves like a really angry, flashy music video, and then a very expressive performance.
Yeah. Why were you angry when you wrote it?
Oh, it's just relationship stuff, as you know.
Yeah. Well, so it's weird, isn't it? It's like heartbreak, anger. Like, sometimes it brings out the best in
writing,
people,
right?
Like, musically.
I know, right? It's interesting, just because it's such an intense feeling that you feel like you have to get it out.
Yeah. Have you been following who's been selected for other countries?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, we all, like, sort of follow each other on Instagram. We message here and there, so it's nice.
You do know somebody from last year, don't you? Taya.
I do, yeah. So we're going to do a collab together.
Okay, so talk about, when did you first meet Taya? Of Taya and Selena, obviously.
That was quite funny. So we met with Taya 4 years ago at a Czech songwriting camp.
No way.
Yeah.
So you've known each other for ages.
2020. Yeah. So we just like, we were at the session. It was like at the end of the session. We found the photo together. It's really funny because we're standing next to each other in the group photo as well. We're such babies. It's so cute.
So at that point, Eurovision was a long way off for her as well.
Yeah.
So when you saw her with Selena last year, what did you think?
I was really surprised, but also really happy for her.
I go. That's what she should be singing now.
I know, right?
Maybe that's what the collab's going to be.
We'll see.
But she will probably give you good advice now.
She did, of course. I mean, we talked about it. Yep. We saw each other last week, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What did you get up to?
So we did a session together, wrote a song, we produced. It was great.
What is, how many hours work are you putting in to the performance right now?
It's not entirely all-consuming just yet. I've definitely put in quite some time. I've had weekly singing lessons. I've been doing a lot more just physical, just to be ready.
Yeah.
All the workouts and all.
You just said your physical workouts. I can't believe the stuff that you do because it's amazing.
So I think you're referring to pole dancing.
Yes.
Because I pole dance.
Yes.
Hi, Mom. and I've been doing it for 5 years now.
Okay.
I do it 3 times a week. And I love it because it feels like you're working out, but you're not working out in a boring way. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And it's just, I love it. I love it very much. I have a pole at my home.
Do
in
you?
My living room, of course.
Is it going back to Prague with you?
In the car? No, so I have one in Prague and I have one in the UK.
Poles around the world.
Yes.
I can't get my head around how. So the pole is vertical. How do you go horizontal? So you're at 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Like the strength.
Oh, so you grip with your entire body. It's like your legs, it's also the skin that's gripping.
Right.
So I have it's very funny, but it's like my skin is like, we call it elephant skin.
Okay.
It's a bit like harsher because you wouldn't want to have bruises all
no,
the time.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
When I go to the gym, I can't do one pull up. Do you know what I mean? I feel like, you know, a witchetty grub, you know, like a little grub like,
yeah.
And you're just there doing all these insanely impressive moves.
Thank you.
Did it come naturally straight away?
Of course not. I'm saying it was 5 years. And before I started pole dancing, I couldn't even do a push up. Oh. So it's all building.
Are you going to incorporate that into Eurovision?
I wish I could. You'll see.
I love the fact you've got a pole at your house.
Of course.
Yeah.
In the living room, it's like every time that someone comes around, they're like, ooh, what is this? And I get to teach them. So did you know that the pole, it's either static or it's spinning? I prefer the spinning one just because I feel more elegant and flowy.
Yeah.
The static one is a bit more like strength, just athletic.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a bit too intense for me in the sense that I like to be more elegant and flowy.
Is it also really good for your mind?
I think so, in a way that every workout is.
Yeah.
It's great
for me. The endorphins flow.
Yeah, that's one thing. And also I feel like in my everyday life, I'm just like a bit more, my back is straight.
Yeah.
And just like dances.
Let's talk about your influences.
Ooh.
If you had to cover a song by one of them,
mm-hmm.
what would it be and why?
I think I'd go for Nightmare by Halsey.
Okay.
Just because it's a very feminist, angry song. And I love the vibe. I've loved it for years now. And it's just
Do you love channeling that anger in performance?
Lately, I've really like it. Just because in my everyday life, I'm not a very angry person.
No, you're like super calm. No. Lovely, you
yeah,
know.
Thank you. I feel like Aiko is a very dramatic, sometimes angry version of me. And I get to channel it through the project. And then in everyday life, I get to be like a soft kitten puppy person.
Well, Pedestal, you're going to have it's an energetic song,
yeah.
isn't it? And you do have to be a bit angry for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm also quite hyperactive, to be very honest.
Okay.
So it's also channeling that part of me as well.
Czechia, last couple of years, has had some amazing entries.
Mm-hmm.
Vesna last year.
Yes.
And then We Are Domi the year before. Do you know those guys?
Of course. I mean, the Czech music scene is really small. So in general, we all know each other.
Yeah.
And we've been in touch with Vesna because the girls, they gave me some tips. And they were just like, hey, you should do this, not that. Be careful of this, blah, blah, blah. So it was really lovely talking. We had to talk on WhatsApp because Patricia is in India right now.
Yeah, I saw that on her Insta story.
Yeah,
she's on the other side of the world.
She's in her element right
now. Yeah, she's very much in her finding herself.
Yeah, she's a yogi, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So we've spoken on WhatsApp.
Did you used to watch it as a kid, Eurovision?
To be honest, not so much, just because I haven't watched television as a kid in general.
Okay.
My mum, it's quite funny. So my mum, when I was small, she learned that Madonna only lets her children watch television for, I think, 15 minutes a day.
Right. Is this true?
I don't know. I never checked it. But she said that as a child, to me, as when I was a child. She was like, you probably know what's going to happen now. She let me watch television for 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes a day? What did you watch then?
I think I was a child, so it was like Tom and Jerry or something like this.
I love that she's based that information on the biggest diva in the world.
I know, right? Like, mum, props to you, I guess.
Was she a Madonna fan?
I think she knows like three singers. And it's like me, Madonna and Lady Gaga.
Is that all she knows? Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
And how does she feel about you going to Malmö?
Oh, she's super excited and proud. The day that I told her, she was like, because I wasn't home at the time. I was going back to Brighton. And I called her and she was like, hey, Mom, I got there. And she was like really excited. And then 3 hours, she was like, I booked my train to Malmö and I booked a hotel and I booked everything. I was like, Mom, I don't even know when I'm performing. Just calm down. She's like, no, I'm already ready.
Oh, that's amazing. And she told everyone in your family and all her friends.
And she was even in the national final as well. Well, in the crowd.
Oh, was she? Like, right at the
cheering
front.
Cheering on. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. So she's your biggest fan.
Yeah.
Fair play to her. It's good to be organized. It's good to like get everything booked and in place.
To be honest, now my friends are asking like, hey, do you think your mum would mind if like joined her in her hotel room? I can ask.
You should make her part of the delegation.
I'd love to, absolutely.
Temporary manager.
Ooh, yes.
You know?
Just like lights.
Yeah, completely. Like she's your momager.
Ooh, you know? I love this.
Prague is an amazing city, I just want to say. I've been there. What's your favourite thing about Prague?
Ooh, I think I have like a sentimental feeling about Prague. I really enjoy the architecture to me, like if it has a homey feeling in general. I know Prague really well at this point.
Yeah.
And it just, the more I travel, the more I really appreciate the beauty of the city.
Let's give a shout out to your dogs.
Can I show you? Yes. So these are my dogs. Two French bulldogs. It's Charles and Gracie.
Charles and Gracie.
And just like, I miss them so much and I'm really happy. The one thing I'm really excited about being in Prague is getting to see them more.
Yeah. So they're in Prague at the minute with your friends and family.
With my mum.
Oh, with your mum, yeah. Obviously. They need like little coats or like little
Eurovision
collars.
Coats.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
That say like, we support Ico.
They're iconic.
They're
iconic. Iconic.
Yeah, you got it. I was like, oh, I can think of something. Oh, you've done it already. They are iconic. Is this what you're going to call all your fans? Your icons?
Icon. Oh, yes.
You could, couldn't you?
Just my little icons. This is genius. I love it.
A-I-K-O-N-S.
Yes.
Icons.
Icons. You know? So I did one shirt, sort of as a joke, sort of as like testing out if it would work as merch, which has like iconic in a star.
Yes.
And everyone loved it. So now I have to actually make merch out of it.
Who are some of your other big influences?
I absolutely love the being of FKA Twigs, just in general, because her visuals are stunning. She pole dances
she
as
does.
Well. She's a dancer.
What's the video that she does the pole dancing in? It's that amazing one.
Didn't I do it for you?
Yeah. Oh,
that one.
The video is beautiful. Cellophane. Yes. That is an incredible video.
I love it. Yes.
Thinking about that now. FK Twigs.
I think in general, just I used to be on Tumblr in the early days, and I feel like it still really influences me in a way.
Yeah.
Don't know why, but all like aesthetic. I really love. Antique Greek gods. I love churches. I have a thing where, you know how some people really want to live in a mansion when they become ridiculously rich? So when I become ridiculously rich, I want to convert a church into a house.
If you did a church, you could have literally a huge pole running from the very top to the bottom.
Just like a firefighter.
Yeah, like a firefighter. But honestly, it would look really impressive.
I know, right? So I don't know if you had this as a kid, but I in my head, it made sense to have like a slide out of your house from the street. I feel like everyone thought of it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have a pole in the middle of my house.
So if you had to cover another Eurovision artist, who would it be and what would the song be?
Maybe I would go for Måneskin.
We've talked about them on the podcast so much.
I was just thinking of them just because I was listening to their, like actually watching their performance when coming here. I was just like, oh, I love this. I love it.
So you're watching
the energy.
You're watching Zitti Abuani on the way to the interview.
Yeah, it's just like I felt like watching it.
It's like every little day, just have a little sprinkling of Eurovision.
Yes.
To get you in the mood.
Yeah, because I don't know, it just makes me excited. Very, very excited.
When you think of the crowd and the energy, is this going to be the biggest thing you've ever done?
Well, definitely. Of course. I mean, it's what, 50,000 people in the arena?
I don't know how many in the arena, but lots.
I've never played in an arena.
Yeah.
160 million people watching.
It is.
absolutely crazy. Of course it's the biggest thing I've done. Did you have an opportunity where 160 million people were watching?
Sadly, never, unfortunately. Yeah. When you say it like that, it is a bit mind-blowing.
It's crazy and I'm really excited. And as I said, I'm trying not to think of it because it's, I don't think my mind can even imagine how many people is that.
Well, right now, it's just moving back to Prague, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Can't think of anything.
Just one day at a time.
Aiko, stay right there. We're going to talk to you in a second. We are going to hear now from Celia Capsis, who's representing Cyprus. I caught up with her a little while ago. This is Celia. Hello, Celia.
Hello, Steve.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You're in Cyprus at the minute. Have you had this really warm welcome there?
Oh my gosh, the best, literally the best welcome ever. Everyone here is super, super nice. I've had the best time, so yeah.
What have you been doing?
A lot of interviews, actually. It's been great. I also filmed the music video here, which was pretty cool, for my song for Eurovision. So it's cool, yeah, fun.
I was gonna say, that is the main reason, right? You're actually getting into full Eurovision mode. How did the video shoot go?
It was amazing. It was a long day though, I have to say. I mean, I started at 5 and then we finished at 10:30 at night.
But you're used to putting in the hours, aren't you?
Exactly. So it was fine.
Give us the biggest tease about the song. Like, what are we in for?
Okay, so as you know, the song is called Liar. I also do this little hand movement.
for people who can't see, there's lots of L's going on. There's lots of L's on the screen. Yeah, lots of L's.
Liar. Basically, it's a very dancey, poppy song. Has a lot of energy. I will be dancing, definitely. Well, the meaning of the song is basically like you're in a fake world with fake scenarios, like, for example, sexuality or body shaming or whatever, and you're kind of breaking out of that fake world and then, like, telling the truth, I guess.
Empowering.
Yeah, very empowering. That's the word, empowering. I will use it. Thank you.
Yeah, you can have that for free. That's okay.
I'll take it.
what was it like? You're from Sydney, aren't you? But what is your connection with Cyprus?
So my dad is full Cypriot and then my mum's full Greek. So it's been really fun though, especially coming to Cyprus because it is my second time. But when I went when I was very young, so I don't really remember it. But it's really great to come back and it has really brought me closer to Cyprus. So it's really cool.
So you're bilingual as well?
Yes, I'm bilingual.
Because you get the chance to use it all day, every day, right, at the minute?
Well, look, I'm not like fluent, but I understand everything and I can have a conversation and say most words. But I do mix it with English sometimes just in case I can't find the word. But it's cool. It's great. It's easy.
So when did you get the call about Eurovision and how did you react?
Oh my God, it was literally the best day ever. I got it. It was crazy. I was actually about to go to sleep because the time difference is, you know, obviously different. And it was like midnight and my mum like starts, I literally hear her running up the stairs and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? And she walks in my room and she's like screaming. She's like, Celia. I'm like, I was afraid. I was like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? Like, is everything okay? She was like, you've got Eurovision. Oh, you've got it. You're going to represent Cyprus. And I didn't sleep that night, as you probably wouldn't. But like,
yeah,
it was so exciting. I called my family straight away on our little group chat. It was so cool.
You are a bit of a triple threat, aren't you? Singing, dancing and acting.
Yes.
You know, and it's always been in your world, hasn't it?
It's been, no, always. Literally, I started singing, dancing and acting actually when I was 4 years old. And from then on, I loved it. And I just continued to do it.
What was the first Celia production? What was the first starring role?
For acting? For singing?
For any. Even the one that you just did in your bedroom for your mum and dad. You know when you're a kid and you make up your own like show and song and dance?
Well, when I was younger, I always used to sing Whitney Houston songs. I was obsessed. So I would always do performances for mum. My Whitney Houston singing Nothing, all these big songs that I was screaming my lungs out, but it was great.
I did it the same as well. I mean, I'm not a singer now, but like I always remember doing little performances for mum and dad. And what must they have thought when they were watching it? Because I thought I was the, you know, the most confident person in the world, right?
Exactly.
They were my audience. I've seen the video of you singing Whitney Houston. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, because I've done it for so long, and because I've grown up with the song, I think it's a very sentimental song for me. So I do like to sing it quite often. But yeah, it's cool. I love Whitney.
I also went to see The Colour Purple last week, and you've done I'm Here, which is the big song from The Colour Purple.
I love how you know that, because every time I say that song, no one knows what the song is.
It's a modern musical theatre classic.
Well, yeah, it is. It is. It's so good. I actually haven't watched the musical myself, and I need to. The songs are amazing.
Also, the character's called Celie. Celie and Celia.
No, oh my God, I know that. That's crazy, isn't it?
So you've got to mix these two things. So also, I've seen all the videos of you dancing, right? But you've got to mix the song and the dance. So what is your strategy?
Well, I will tell you, it is very difficult. But I have been doing it for a while. And now, obviously, I'm going to focus on it heaps more. I'll basically just be practicing every day, rehearsals. Another thing is I will be running on a treadmill while singing. That will help, hopefully, which I think it will.
There's two people that I know that have done that running on a treadmill. I'm sure it's more common, but Beyonce is the classic. I always remember an interview that I think her dad did or something about how when she was a teenager in Destiny's Child, that's how she learned to breathe. But also, you remember Chanel, who represented Spain a couple of years ago with Slow Mo?
Yeah.
She said that she ran on a treadmill in heels. While she was singing.
Oh my gosh. How is that even possible?
I don't know. How is that possible?
Because she was wearing heels on the stage, right?
She was. Yeah. And it was that high energy plus singing thing. Because I'm guessing you've got to know how to control your breathing and control what you're doing.
Your diaphragm.
While you're dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a difficult thing, but like exactly like what you said, like all the famous artists and Chanel, I absolutely loved her song, by the way, and her dancing is incredible. They all do it, and it works. So I guess I should try it too.
Tell us about your dancing, because you spend a lot of time in LA, don't you?
Yes, I do. I go to LA mostly to train, for training in dance and in singing as well. But yeah, again, I've been dancing since I was 4 years old, and it's always been a big part of my life, and I don't think I'll ever stop. Same as singing and acting. I will never stop any of them.
So who's your favorite dancer?
Michael Jackson, forever. I do a specific type of dance. I've obviously done different styles, but it's called popping. And Michael Jackson, that's basically his style. And he does all these cool things on the floor with his feet and like that gliding sensation and like that strong pop in his like arms and chest. So I do that style mostly.
So how difficult is it to pop?
It's actually difficult. And I've tried to teach my friends. I'm like, pretend you're on a motorbike. I can't. It's really hard to explain.
Is it hard to remember choreo that fast?
Oh, well, yeah. When you first start, it definitely is. But once you keep training and practicing, I think your memory, it's like muscle memory, and you just like remember it. You don't have to think about it, which is good.
So has the routine for Malmo already been started?
Oh, it's done. It's done. Yes. Yes. It was finished in LA with the guy Groove and Kelly Sweeney for the choreographers. I've known them for a very long time as well. Great. It's looking good.
You're at this stage where everything is there and you're about to unleash it all.
It is. It actually is. And it's hard not to, explode and bring it out. But it's going to come soon in Malmo. So exciting.
Did you bring any Tim Tams over to Cyprus?
You have like hit the point on this. I brought Tim Tams to LA and I gave them to the choreographers, and I was going to save a box. I don't know where it went. It was in my...
You lost it.
And it's gone. Maybe...
Can we...
Yeah.
I know it's a cliche, but they are amazing. They are amazing biscuits. And for people that don't know what Tim Tams are, how would you describe a Tim Tam?
A chocolate covered biscuit, but inside the biscuit, it's got this chocolate cream that's like frozen, and then on the outside it's glazed with chocolate, but it's not just like milk chocolate, it's like this specific Nutella-y taste. It's really good.
You know the singer Natalie Imbruglia, the Australian singer?
Yes.
You know Natalie Imbruglia? Yes. Yeah. So I remember seeing this interview ages ago where she talked about how you bite one corner off of a Tim Tam and then you bite off the diagonally opposite end of a Tim Tam, and then you put it in like a hot drink and then you use it as a straw. And so the hot drink kind of goes all the way up the Tim Tam, and then you put it all in your mouth and you just have this like amazing Tim Tam chocolate hot drink explosion.
Why have I not tried this and I live in Australia? That's crazy.
Last year, Cyprus was represented by Andrew Lambrew.
Yes.
Has he given you any advice?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We actually met up in Australia because we actually live 5 minutes away from each other, which is crazy.
You live 5 minutes away from each other?
Literally 5 minutes away. And some of my family knows his family. It's crazy. We've like connected somehow. I don't know what it was, but
yeah,
it was cool. We met. He did tell me a few tips, a few tricks, a few, like basically the whole experience. But yeah, he's super cool. He is amazing. He's like a big brother, actually. It's pretty cool. But he is so talented. I can't even fathom. His voice is amazing.
I love that you're neighbours.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know something else about you. You are a newsreader.
Oh, and they can tell you about that. Yes, I'm a newsreader for Nickelodeon.
So how long have you been doing that for?
2 years now. I just present news for kids. It's awesome. We went to the Kids' Choice Awards in LA, which was pretty cool. I was in the same room as Adam Sandler, and I was literally my jaw was dropped. I was like, there's no way we're like 50 feet apart right now. Like, it was crazy.
You were nominated for an award, weren't you, as well?
Yeah. For Nickelodeon, yeah.
Did you win?
No, well, unfortunately we did.
Oh.
But it's okay. It's okay.
At
least we're there.
It's good to be nominated, as they always say. It's like the cliche thing to say. But yeah, but you know, to get that recognition. What's your diary like between now and Eurovision?
Between now and Eurovision, rehearse,
yeah.
Practice,
yeah.
And hard work.
It's basically like that all day, every day.
Over the moon. I am so excited. Literally, I'm counting down the days. I have a calendar and I'm ticking off every day.
Celia, it's great to talk to you. Good luck, and we'll catch up with you lots more between now and Malmo.
Thank you, Steve. So good to meet you.
You too. See you soon, Celia.
Bye.
Thank you so much to Celia for joining us. Aiko's still with us, representing Czechia.
Yes.
Hello. It's going to be so exciting for you to meet everybody.
Of course. I'm very excited to meet everyone. Everyone has really great entries, and it's just going to be great.
In Brighton, do you like fish and chips?
I do. I don't eat fish because I'm vegetarian.
Ah, okay,
but
sorry.
I have this very specific spot. So the UK taught me to love vinegar. I love vinegar. So I have this very specific spot near the train station where I love to get chips with cheese and lots of vinegar.
Lots of vinegar.
Ugh, not just daydream about that.
Not just vinegar in a cup that you like on the side.
Like a shot
of vinegar.
For a good day.
It's going to be a whirlwind.
Absolutely.
For the next couple of months. Pedestal is a banging anthem.
Thank you.
There is so much energy in it. Thank you for joining us on...
Thank you. Oh my God, not again.
Yes, come on.
Official Eurovision contest song podcast. Did I get it right? No. Oh God.
Official Eurovision song contest podcast.
So every time I switch these two, right?
Yeah, you switch song and contest around. Okay, should we do it one more time?
The official Eurovision song contest podcast.
Yay!
Woo! Hey!
High five. We got it in there.
Nice.
End. Thank you to our two Eurovision stars. Thank you to Celia Kapsis, who is representing Cyprus, and to Aiko, who's going to sing for Czechia. Good luck with the 14-hour drive to Prague. Rather you than me. A couple of updates for you, because we've had some more confirmations for artists joining us in Malmo. So Dons won Supernova in Latvia. He's going to sing his song Hollow. We've got Angelina Mango representing Italy with La Noia after winning Sanremo. And Karia, he's got his successor for Finland. Windows 95 man won UMK with No Rules. That is going to be a visual feast. That is all from me this week. I will see you very soon. Ciao.